You're listening to Greater LA from KCRW, the show that connects you to the people and places of Southern California. I'm Steve Chiotakis, and you very well may have soccer on the brain these days, what with the World Cup in high gear and Qatar. So consider this a spoiler alert in case you DVR'd today's do-or-die match between the United States and Iran.
Austin McKay, Des making a big run. It's meant for him. Des is stuck in behind. Des into the middle. Pulisic scores! The U.S. takes the lead!
And the U.S. went on to win against Iran 1-0, meaning they will play another day. Here in Los Angeles, of course, there are three professional soccer teams, two men's, one women's, and also a long and storied history of amateur soccer. And today, let's listen back to that history, going back to the 80s and 90s. That's when a team in the L.A. Municipal Soccer League became a local legend. The team won games, they got into fights, they broke limbs. They were called Hollywood United. And if you looked closely, you might have noticed one or two players were active British rock musicians of the day, or movie actors, even Milli Vanilli, can you believe it? But the core of the team were just regular blokes who came from the UK and found themselves here in LA. And like a lot of immigrants here, they bonded over their love of the game. KCRW's Bob Carlson, host of the Unfictional podcast, brings us their story. It's part of a series called Football Confidential that we're airing this month as we celebrate the World Cup.
At one time in his life, Hilton Goring was trying to juggle a job as a crew member in Hollywood, while at the same time playing semi-pro soccer all over the American Southwest.
You know, I managed to have a couple of times when I was on a film working as a camera assistant, but I'd have a game Friday night in Phoenix, and I'd have to talk to my boss and say, can I get the time off? Which was very easy if they were European. But the second I had a boss that was American, he would just question, but what, for soccer?
Eventually, Hilton found a team that didn't require him to leave town. And this is about that team. They were a legendary and notorious local amateur team known for an aggressive style, colorful banter, and for fielding the occasional movie star or rock musician. They were called Hollywood United, a team made up mostly of expatriate Brits.
Yeah, I was born in London. The environment was always football, as long as I can think back. You know, as a kid, I was with what they would call now Crystal Palace's academy.
Crystal Palace is a team in the top division of English football.
I was a good semi-professional, I would say. And then my life kind of split. My parents moved to America, so I had a green card. I moved to America and definitely to Los Angeles to pursue a career in the film industry. And I was working as a camera assistant.
And on the side, sometimes Hilton would audition as an extra, like if a commercial needed some guys who knew how to play soccer. He was at a casting session like that.
I didn't get in for whatever reason, but at the end of it, I met all these other English guys. And once they saw me play, I was chatting with them and they were like, hey, we've got a team. They said, just come down. So once I came down, I got this immediate sense of, all right, this is home.
How are you? Look at us. All got great beards.
A while back, we went and sat down at a table at the original farmer's market with some of the guys that Hilton played with on Hollywood United beginning well back in the 90s. It was the first time that some of them had even seen each other for a long time, and now they fell back into banter like they were in the pub after a game.
Stuart Rickwood, number 6, defender.
Brendan Burke, midfielder, number 17.
Hilton Goring, number 14 most of the time. Utility player.
So when is the last time you guys played?
We played against each other.
Right. We played against each other.
Probably 5 years ago.
I play in an over 58 team. He's retired, right? Your back went.
Well, my back went, actually. I was forced to retire, yeah.
I was actually man of the match last Sunday.
Sorry about that. What's that?
And my back has gone.
Hollywood United played in the Los Angeles Municipal Soccer League, which is really its own fascinating story. It's one of the oldest city leagues in the country, formed in 1902.
Our home fields were either Griffith Park, or we played where the 134 and the 5 meet. So there was nothing fancy. It was municipal parks.
They would re-turf them every couple of years, and they'd be good for like 2 games.
Yeah.
And then everything would just be dust.
Dust, yeah. No, you're right, because you can't play in the rain.
5 minutes.
So if you did that in England, you never play.
The LA Municipal League teams were often based around the player's country of origin.
Such a multicultural layout of teams. It was incredible. I'd never played against Armenians, or I'd never played against Guatemalans.
There'd be Korean teams, there'd be...
Belize.
Yeah, there'd be
Jamaican
teams. Yeah, Jamaican teams.
Nigerians.
We got labelled as the English team. So everyone would turn up when they play against us.
Gilbert Montoya, midfielder, number 13. I think I was one of the first non-British players to play for Hollywood United. When I remember playing against you guys, there was always that element of, oh, it's the Hollywood United, it's the British guys, man. They can be mean, watch your feet.
You know, the main structure of the team were, you know, as you would say, regular guys. There was, of course, being in LA, a lot of people in the film industry. Mainly crew members. Then we would have some famous faces turn up occasionally.
There was a handful of actors, musicians, and celebrities, mostly British, who would play with Hollywood United from time to time, like Steve Jones, guitarist from the Sex Pistols, or Ian Astbury from the 80s and 90s hard rock band The Cult.
They'd say, oh, that's Ian. And you wouldn't know because he just was there to play football. He wasn't, you know, flash in any way. He just came, played his game, and went home.
A Sex Pistol in the team.
Oh, yeah.
You know, someone from Def Leppard.
The Cult. The Alarm. Robbie Williams.
Yeah, so we had all of these. Like,
the actors wanted to be footballers,
yeah.
And we wanted to be actors.
One of the most famous actors was Vinnie Jones, the English footballer who was a tough guy in British action films. He would turn up on talk shows or at events wearing Hollywood United gear or talking about the team.
When Vinnie Jones turned up, it just developed a different attention to the team. And then we could go to a sports company and say, look, we need some kits.
But even though they started to get famous as a team of celebrities, on the field, Hollywood United was all about the game.
Anyone who came, they just came to play football. They didn't come and show what their bank balance was. And if you couldn't pass a ball straight, you'd get told about it, no matter who you are.
I remember we used to have a kick around there, and that's, I remember there was Billy Duffy was there.
He's also from the band The Cult.
There was Billy Duffy and Millie Vanilli, this is dating us a bit.
Oh, yeah.
They got a Grammy taken away from them because they were lip syncing, right? And so they showed up to play football one day. And so both from Germany, so they were actually good players. And there was one of them, though, was just like hogged the ball, wouldn't pass or anything. Dribble. I remember one time that he's running through doing his dribbling, and Billy Duffy's like, Shan, give me more. And he didn't give it to Duffy, and he goes, you can't fucking pass, and you can't fucking sing either. And it was just this choir. It was just like,
before the internet, before social media, Hollywood United made a name for themselves just by reputation.
We would pack the school down there with people, just like, oh, Hollywood's playing, let's go watch him. Not only was it football, so a lot of people there for the love of the game, but also very entertaining.
Had we had the internet and social media access, we could have been selling merch like crazy.
Oh,
I know that Hollywood United shirts, we could have been selling those by the...
No matter what kind of careers the individual players were pursuing during the week, on the weekends, they played to win. There were hard fouls and fist fights. The police were occasionally called.
And we always were very competitive, a little bit of aggro on the field. And I remember we were in our 40s at some stage, and it felt like at 40, which in hindsight, I wish I was 40 now, but it felt like we were taking it a little too seriously. But such was the competitiveness to win.
Like, I broke my leg. Just a through ball, me and the goalie, I tapped it past him and he caught my leg. And that was often the issue that you had, was like, how hard do you play? Because you got to get up for work the next day. And there was many times you go to work with a little bit of a limp.
While Hilton was on the sideline nursing his broken leg, he used the opportunity to take video.
I've noticed this after the fact, that when you're playing football, you are completely in the present. You know, it's because you're worried about the ball and someone knocking you over or you're going to get injured. So you're not thinking about anything else.
And
for that 90 minutes, you're like stress-free, worry-free.
Therapy, yeah.
It really is therapy. And when I'd leave the game, I'd go into the game with the world is on my shoulders. And once the game was over, it was like, and everything's great. Now, the next morning I wake up, it all goes back again. But for that afternoon and that day, it was just like this sense of everything got lifted.
We had one season. We had an invincible season, as you call it. But we went unbeaten all season. And I think that that was the strongest team effort because we were proud of it.
And I remember I still have the T-shirt at home. It's got undefeated and it lists all the fixtures underneath it.
And it just sort of slowly faded out because I think partly our age. You know, we aged out. And I think as well, people's responsibilities in life kind of took over.
But for Hilton and his former teammates, the thing they miss isn't just playing the games.
But then when we get to the game, all the lads getting together and the sense of banter, which at the time I really took for granted. And now in hindsight, not having that,
yeah, definitely.
I feel like there's a big gap in my life of that community of like the lads.
Yeah. Well,
I always say that the British are so much more clannish out of the country. So I think we definitely drifted towards each other.
Yeah. You're in the change room afterwards, couple of beers, all the lads together, you know, that's what probably everybody misses, even when you're pro or whatever level.
Just to have the same banter, to have the same issues in life. So we had a lot of common bonds.
The Hollywood United organization still exists, fielding teams at several age levels, holding charity events, and competing as part of the U.S. Adult Soccer Organization. For KCRW, I'm Bob Carlson.
And by the way, you can listen to all of the L.A. soccer stories from the series Football Confidential at kcrw.com/unfictional.